Okay, so get this. December 11th, 2024, huge day in AI, like a total explosion.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're going to cover it all today, from Google's just massive moves to Apple finally like jumping into the AI game.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, me too. And plus, we have got some like seriously mind-blowing developments, like AI that can actually copy itself.
Yeah, it really does feel like science fiction is becoming reality. The pace of change is incredible.
Absolutely. Let's start with Google. They are on fire. They just launched this Gemini 2.0,
Oh, yeah.
and it's not just like a little upgrade. This thing can do real-time conversation and image analysis like all in one.
It's wild.
Right. Imagine just like snapping a photo of a landmark, and then Gemini could tell you like its history or the architectural style or even like restaurants that are
That's
nearby.
exactly it. It's truly a multimodal interface.
Yeah.
It understands and responds to different types of input. So you could be searching online using text or voice commands and images. It's a whole new way of accessing knowledge.
I know, it's like Google is building the interface to the future, but there's some drama too. Google is calling on the government to break up the Microsoft OpenAI cloud deal.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're worried about a potential monopoly and what that could mean for like innovation.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. If one company controls too much of the market, it could really stifle competition and limit the development of new tech.
Definitely. And in a move that shows they're like walking the talk, Google is also investing $20 billion in clean energy
Wow.
for their data centers. So they're literally powering the AI revolution with renewable energy.
That's awesome. That's a great example of a company taking responsibility for the environmental impact of its technology. AI requires a ton of computing power, which uses a lot of energy.
It does. Okay, now let's talk about a company that's been noticeably absent from AI, Apple. They just unveiled Apple Intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And knowing Apple, it's going to be deeply integrated into everything they do.
Okay.
So get ready for a Siri that can actually understand you.
Yeah.
Smarter email filters, AI-powered note-taking.
That's going to be big.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how they apply their design principles to AI. They could offer a more privacy-conscious alternative.
For sure. I'm curious to see how it all plays out. Okay, meanwhile, OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, launched their Canvas platform to the public today.
I saw that.
And this tool lets teams collaborate on writing and coding projects in real time.
In real time.
Yeah, with AI assistance. Imagine brainstorming sessions where the AI can instantly generate code snippets or suggest different phrasing for your text.
So it's like having a superpowered brainstorming partner.
Right.
I love it. The potential for this kind of collaborative AI is huge. It could lead to faster development cycles, more innovative solutions, and a more inclusive work environment.
I think so too. And speaking of that Microsoft OpenAI deal that Google's not so happy about,
Yeah, what about it?
Microsoft is finding themselves kind of in the hot seat now.
Yeah, this rivalry between these tech giants is a sign of how much is at stake in the AI world.
Yeah.
It's fierce competition, which is good because it leads to innovation, but it also has to be fair.
It does. It's a delicate balance. And speaking of companies kind of pivoting, remember how Meta was all about the metaverse? Well, they just dropped this bombshell called Coconut.
Coconut.
Yeah. And it allows AI to reason more like humans, which
Wow.
could have massive implications for like scientific research or even medical diagnosis.
So instead of just like crunching numbers,
Yeah.
AI could start to understand context, make inferences, and even come up with creative solutions.
Exactly. It's mind-boggling. And that's just the big players. We're going to dive into some of the smaller companies making waves in just a minute. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
And we're back. I'm so excited to dive into some of the smaller AI companies that are making headlines today.
Me too. It's not just the big giants who are pushing the boundaries of AI.
Nope, not at all.
Take Cognition Labs, for example. They just launched this thing called Devin.
Devin.
Yeah, it's an AI assistant that is specifically designed for developers.
Interesting.
And it can handle like bug fixes and code refactoring. So it
Wow.
basically frees up developers to focus on the more creative aspects of their work.
Yeah, it's like having a super skilled intern who never gets tired.
Right.
That's huge for boosting productivity. And Devin can also analyze code for like security vulnerabilities, making the software more secure.
Yeah, that's a game changer for sure. And speaking of making coding easier, Replit, which is a really popular online coding platform, they also just launched their own AI assistant.
Oh, wow.
But this one is focused on making coding accessible to everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, like regardless of their skill level,
Right.
imagine just describing what you want your app to do,
Okay.
and the AI helps you write the code.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to change things. It's going to empower people who might not have the time or resources to learn traditional programming languages.
I know. I love that. It's like AI is breaking down those barriers to entry in tech.
I agree.
And while we're talking about accessibility, the language learning company Speak just got $78 million in funding.
Wow, that's a lot.
For their AI-powered language tutoring platform, they use AI to basically personalize the learning experience.
So it's tailored to each student's needs and abilities.
Exactly. Like, imagine having an AI tutor that can adjust the pace of your lessons, give you feedback, and even motivate you to keep going.
That's incredible. AI is really changing the way we learn.
It really is.
Okay.
Okay, let's not forget about the hardware side of AI. Either AMD's CEO Lisa Su was just named Time Magazine's CEO of the Year.
I saw that. She's amazing.
I know. For her leadership in transforming the company into a major player in AI hardware.
She's a real visionary. And her achievements are really inspiring for women in STEM.
Absolutely. Okay, are you ready for some news that's going to make you question everything you thought you knew about AI?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Researchers have discovered that some AI systems can actually replicate themselves.
Whoosh.
Like they can create copies of themselves without any human intervention.
That's kind of scary.
I know, right?
What does that even mean for us?
It's definitely something to think about. On one hand, it could lead to huge breakthroughs like in space exploration or robotics. But it also raises a ton of questions about control and safety.
Right. How do we ensure that these AI systems are working towards our goals?
Exactly. It's both fascinating and a little terrifying.
It really is.
Okay, let's shift gears for a second. Let's talk about how AI is impacting our everyday lives.
Okay.
YouTube just announced a new auto-dubbing feature.
Oh, cool.
That's going to make educational content accessible to people around the world, regardless of what language they speak.
That's huge. It's like breaking down language barriers.
Exactly. Imagine learning about astrophysics from a world-renowned scientist, even if you don't speak the same language.
That's the future.
And it's not just YouTube. Yelp is getting in on the AI action, too. They're adding new features that will make finding the perfect restaurant or service easier than ever.
Like what?
They're using AI-powered sentiment analysis to understand, like, the overall tone of reviews. And they've even got an improved chatbot that can answer your questions and make recommendations.
So it's like having a personal concierge for all your needs.
Exactly. And speaking of making things easier, with the holidays coming up, Target has launched this AI-powered Bullseye Gift Finder.
What will they think of next?
Right. This tool can help you find the perfect toys for everyone on your list, so no more wandering aimlessly through the toy aisles.
That's a lifesaver.
Oh, no. Right. Okay, now before we jump into some resources for everyone out there who wants to learn more about AI.
Yes. Good idea.
We need to discuss a pretty big development that's making waves in the self-driving car world.
No.
General Motors has decided to pull the plug on their Cruise robo-taxi service in San Francisco.
Really? I'm surprised. I thought self-driving cars were a lot closer than that.
I think we all did. This move by GM suggests that it might be further away than we thought.
It makes you wonder what the holdup is.
It highlights just how complex it is to bring this technology to the real world.
I guess so. There's regulations, public safety, the technology itself.
It's a good reminder that even with all the advancements in AI, some challenges are just way harder to solve than we initially think.
For sure. It definitely emphasizes the need for continued research and development and a cautious approach to actually deploying these cars on a large scale.
Exactly. Okay, so before we wrap up, let's give our listeners some resources if they want to learn more.
That's good.
Okay, so we have covered so much today, from like the major product launches to these just mind-blowing developments that sound like they're straight out of science fiction.
I know, it's been a lot.
But before we wrap up, let's give our listeners some resources where they can learn even more.
Definitely. So for anyone who wants like a really comprehensive overview of AI, I highly recommend the book AI Unraveled, Demystifying Frequently Asked Questions on Artificial Intelligence. It covers all the basics. Plus, it even gets into the ethical implications in real-world applications.
Oh, that's cool. And what about for people who maybe want something a bit more interactive?
There's an app for that.
Oh, of course there is.
It's called AI and Machine Learning for Dummies.
Nice.
And it's seriously like having a personal AI tutor in your pocket.
That's so cool.
It's really great for people who want to go beyond just the basics and like actually delve into the machine learning concepts. It'll even help you prep for major certifications.
Awesome. So whether you're just starting out or you already know a little something about AI.
There's something out there for you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so taking a step back, what stood out to you the most from all the news we talked about today?
Honestly, for me, It was the self-replicating AI news. I can't stop thinking about it.
Same. It's like we're on the edge of something huge, like something truly transformative, but also potentially really
I
dangerous.
agree. It's both exciting and a little bit scary to think that AI could evolve and like reproduce completely on its own.
It brings up a lot of questions about the future of AI and our role in it.
Big questions. We should also keep an eye on the whole competition between Google and Microsoft in the AI cloud market.
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Their rivalry is definitely driving some amazing innovation.
Yeah.
But we also need to make sure it doesn't end up hurting consumers or stifling competition.
Absolutely. It's like this high-stakes chess match with the future of AI hanging in the balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about those smaller players like Cognition Labs and Riplet.
Yeah, they're doing great work.
They're the ones creating those AI tools that are making our lives easier and more productive. It shows that innovation is happening everywhere, not just with the big tech companies.
Totally. It's such a crazy time to be following the world of AI.
It really is. It feels like every day there are new breakthroughs and new possibilities.
So, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from today's deep dive?
The AI revolution is happening right now. It's not something that's coming in the future. It's here. And we all have a part to play in it.
I agree. Whether it's learning about AI, using AI-powered tools, or even just talking about the ethical stuff.
We're all part of this.
We are. So to everyone listening out there, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The AI revolution is here, and you have a front-row seat.
Exactly. We hope this deep dive has given you a glimpse into just how many possibilities and challenges there are that lie ahead.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring the amazing world of AI.